Mindy here, and before we start the show, I have a quick message for your grown-ups. Grown-ups, first of all, thanks for making Wow in the World and Two What's in a Wow part of your family's day. We're always looking to get a better idea of who's listening and how you're using podcasts. So we're asking you to help us out by taking a few minutes to fill out a short, anonymous survey. You can find the survey at npr.org/podcastsurvey. It takes less than 10 minutes, and it really helps support our shows. That's npr.org/podcastsurvey. Thanks, and now we hope that you will enjoy this new episode of Two What's and a Wow. Okay, otters, who's ready to dig in? I know I am. I haven't eaten in an hour.
Hello. Whoa, that's quite the feast you've got there, Mindy.
Oh, hey there, Rosie. Here, we saved you a plate.
We? Wait a minute. Are we eating with otters?
Oh, yeah. Otters need to eat about 10 to 15 pounds of food a day, so we had a lot in common.
10 to 15 pounds? Mindy, that's like a bowling ball full of food.
I know. Impressive, right? I can only eat about 14 pounds of food on a good day.
Huh?
Oh, wait. Tyroz, we have a game show to host.
Oh, right. Otters, stay right there and don't eat too fast.
Hit the lights.
And raise the curtains in 3, 2, 1...
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after whipped cream or whipped cream, it's
Two What's and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Welcome back, Wowzers. It's time for an otter round of Two What's and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats.
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about the world's largest objects and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? The world's largest organism is a fungus in Oregon that spans almost 4 square miles.
Or was it B? The world's largest rubber duck was once named the official bird of the city of Redondo Beach, California.
Or was it C? The world's largest ice cream cone has 66 scoops of ice cream on top.
And in honor of Teacher Appreciation Week, we have a special guest with the answer to today's winning wow.
Please welcome Ms. McMahon from Woodsong Forest School in Cleveland, Tennessee.
Hi, this is Mrs. McMahon from Woodsong Forest School in Cleveland, Tennessee. And my wow is that the world's largest living organism is a fungus that covers almost 4 square miles of forest in Oregon. Love your show. Say hi to Grandma G. Forest and Reggie for me.
Winner, winner!
That is correct. Contestants, if you guess that the correct answer was A, that the world's largest organism is a fungus in Oregon that spans almost 4 square miles, you found the winning wow.
Congratulations.
And a special thank you for all the wonderful work you're doing as a teacher.
As far as organisms go, the honey mushroom is large and in charge. While this fungus is no friend to the plants it likes to creep on, there's no denying that it tastes great when cooked and served on a bowl of spaghetti.
Now, if you guessed B or C, you weren't too far off. While Redondo Beach did not name a rubber duck as their city bird, they did, in fact, name the Goodyear blimp as their official bird in 1983.
And the world's largest amount of ice cream scoops on one regular ice cream cone is not 66. It's actually 121. And if that's not enough to give you brain freeze, then I don't know what is.
Well, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning contestants what they've won?
Guy Raz, all of our winning contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible... World's Biggest Eraser! La long gone are the days of tiny erasers at the ends of your pencils. The world's biggest eraser is meant for the world's biggest mistakes, like cutting your own hair, leaving the house without pants, or making your sandwich inside out. Erase it, erase it, erase it.
What about inviting otters over for lunch? That's a big mistake.
Erase it! No, wait, don't erase it.
Congratulations to all of our winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break to check on the otters, but when we get back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
Hello, I'm Susan Stamberg, one of NPR's founding mothers. To stay connected, I am reading books with my son and his young girls. Virtually. Tune in to Storytime with Zuzu at facebook.com/NPR every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back. It's time for today's round of Two Whats and a Wow. Today's category is...
otters. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wazzers, we are about to present you with three scientific statements about otters. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two? Just a couple of made-up whats?
All right, let's get started. Which of the following statements about otters is the true scientific wow?
Is it A, otters hold hands whenever they get startled as a way of calming themselves down?
Or is it B, otter pups or baby otters spend about 9 hours every day grooming their very thick fur?
Or is it C, otters have snack pockets in their armpits?
One more time. Is it A, otters hold hands whenever they get startled as a way of calming themselves down?
Or is it B, otter pups or baby otters spend 9 hours every day grooming their very thick fur?
Or is it C, otters have snack pockets under their armpits?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and then shove it in your backpack and leave it there till fall.
And be sure to check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Float Your Boat.
The fur on otterbacks is so dense that it traps a layer of air close to their skin. That helps them stay warm, but it also helps them float on the water. So we challenge you to find what else is too dense to sink.
Experiment with water-friendly objects from around your house, like apples, sponges, bottles, and balls. See if you can predict which will float and which will sink.
And don't forget to take photos of your experiment. Grown-ups, you can send those to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, and we'll also play another round of...
Two Whats and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two Whats and a Wow is now a book. The Two Whats and a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And For more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.